local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for another full rundown of everything happening in your world. It is November 7, 2023, and a lot to get to here today. We start with our top three stories. The Biden administration is continuing to stress Israel has a right to defend itself from Hamas, as the administration, though, faces growing pressure to push for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has discussed brief humanitarian pauses with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow aid to get into Gaza. Netanyahu, though, has said he would not consider a ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. House Judiciary Committee today held a chance to grill the special counsel leading Hunter Biden's gun and tax case. The meeting was behind closed doors, so no audio, but David Weiss reportedly pushed back against allegations that he brokered a sweetheart deal due to pressure from the White House. Republicans have accused the Justice Department of slow-walking the investigation. And also in our top three stories today, locally, we're learning more about the search for the missing girl in the Bellevue area. It was around this time yesterday. Sheriff Chip Simmons says everybody was available and responded to flood the area with law enforcement. That includes Escambia Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police.
You know, you only have one chance to get these things right. You know, we go through training and you see all these things. We saw it with Naomi Jones. We saw it with the young lady that was attempted abduction a couple years ago. Unfortunately, we've had some experience in this.
Yes.
So as I mentioned before, you know, some people don't understand some of the coordination that takes place. We get the information throughout all of the local agencies, and like I said, the Pensacola Police Department was out there helping us as we would with them.
Sheriff Simmons on the Pensacola Morning News today, he says that Pensacola police officers handled watching the intersections while deputies were searching neighborhoods. They were searching for a five-year-old girl who was with her in her mother's vehicle when it was stolen. The girl was found in the stolen car about an hour later near Woodsy's Bar. She was not injured, and deputies are still looking for the suspect, 23-year-old Miracle Anderson. Those are our top three stories. 6:15 right now, traffic and weather together. Austin, you lost money today if you voted. I just looking at the college football playoff rankings.
Really?
They still have Florida State at number four.
Wow. I'm telling you, that is special treatment right there. They're one of those teams.
Kinda here we go.
Kind of like Texas. Like, Texas always gets sugar.
The protected status. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
Riling up the Seminoles.
Yeah. Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at the traffic, we talked about, I called it last night the best hour of the day, and tonight is no exception to the rule. We were dealing with a lot of congestion on North Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard, heading northbound towards Burgess Road, but that has just about completely cleared up. And the same can be said about a lot of the congestion on Pine Forest Road. Lastly, looking at the pace in Milton areas, there is virtually no congestion, according to our reports, coming on Caroline Street westbound over Blackwater River, and a lot of the congestion that was coming off of Avalon Boulevard heading eastbound on Caroline Street has cleared up also.
All right, thank you very much. Checking in with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, a very nice 70 degrees. We'll have clear skies overnight, patchy, dense fog as well. Dense fog advisory will be in effect here throughout the early morning hours into tomorrow. Taking a look at more local headlines here. So kind of a local state story here. So we played some audio of this last hour. A resolution to support a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict was soundly beaten on the Florida House today as the four-day special session continues. The measure introduced by Jacksonville Democrat Angie Nixon, who spent the better part of the afternoon taking criticism and questions from fellow lawmakers before it was shot down 104-2. Only herself and Representative Anna Eskamani voted in favor.
Representative Nixon, do you consider Hamas a terrorist organization?
Representative Nixon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes.
Did you not consider it important when referencing occupied Palestine in the resolution to identify the fact that Hamas is the elected government representative of the Gaza Strip?
That was Representative Alex Andrade there on his X account. He called the resolution disgusting and tone deaf, said it was the easiest no vote he's ever made in office. Also, our Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz calling on President Biden to mark December 6th as a National Day of Remembrance. It was on that day in 2019 when a Saudi flight student conducted a mass shooting on board NAS Pensacola, killing three people and injuring eight before he was killed. In a letter to the president, Gaetz is requesting all federal buildings lower flags to half staff on that day. Burn bans extended in both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
The Division of Forestry has requested that we continue that burn ban. I'm thinking at least through Friday when we're predicted to get some rain. The humidity's still very low and we're very dry.
So Santa Rosa County's burn ban is extended through Friday. That's the next chance for rain in the forecast. Okaloosa County's remains in effect through November 14th. Also, Damien's Ice Cream Distributor is in the process of moving their operations from Pensacola to Santa Rosa County's Northwest Florida Industrial Park.
We didn't take the decision to leave Pensacola too very lightly, but we considered options as we were experiencing a tremendous growth with the organization. We considered options as far west as Baton Rouge. We looked at opportunities in Jacksonville. We spent some time in Tallahassee, even up in Cairo, Georgia for a little while.
And that is Joseph Manning, the company president. After they bought 5 acres at the park back in 2021, the county will sell 3 more acres to the company this week at no cost. The company projects Damien's will provide a capital investment of over $10 million plus over 30 jobs. The county commissioners are scheduled to approve that sale agreement this coming Thursday. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines are to come. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
November 7th today. Pensacola right now, getting you caught up on everything happening today. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. 625 right now. State headlines are coming up right after. Traffic and weather together.
Well, looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, things are pretty smooth sailing right now. I'm looking around at some of the places that we had seen some congestion earlier in the evening, particularly North Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard near Burgess Road. That has all seemingly died down. And the same can be said for just about all the congestion on Pine Forest Road as well. Lastly, looking at Caroline Street, particularly if you're coming off of Avalon Boulevard or if you're coming over Blackwater River, we were seeing some congestion there in the past couple of hours, but that has since died down.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our weather forecast right now, 69 degrees. We'll get down to around 60 overnight. Dense fog advisory in effect for the early morning hours and could see some foggy conditions tonight as well. 79 tomorrow, sunny skies, and Thursday's forecast pretty much the same. Our next chance of rain comes Friday with a 40% chance right now, 30% chance on Veterans Day Saturday, and around 50% chance on Sunday. So hopefully, you know, with the drought conditions, we're able to get a little bit of precipitation out there and get rid of these burn bans in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Taking a look at state headlines today. So we have five Republicans who have qualified to be on the stage for the third Republican debate in Miami. Governor DeSantis will be joined by Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott. Former President Trump, of course, is skipping the debate, although he will be in South Florida holding his own rally. The debate starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that'll be broadcast on NBC.
And a new poll of Florida Republicans by the University of North Florida has Governor DeSantis trailing Donald Trump by almost 40 points.
We have Donald Trump really just lapping the field. We have him at 60% amongst likely Republican voters in the primary. Ron DeSantis in second at 21%.
UNF political scientist Michael Bender says that Trump supporters just don't believe he was a threat to democracy or incited an insurrection after the 2020 election.
Also, the Seminole Tribe quietly relaunching a sports betting app that allows a limited group of gamblers to place bets anywhere in Florida. The Hard Rock Bet app. People who used a 2021 app in Florida or who have points from the tribe's Unity by Hard Rock loyalty program can get early access. Others can sign up on a waiting list.
And with a vote of 100-2, the Florida House is passing a bill that would expand restrictions on state investments in businesses with ties to Iran. The Senate could pass it as soon as tomorrow. Florida's massive pension fund and investments would be steered away from businesses with Iranian ties and several more industries, including financial, construction, and manufacturing.
Looking at some national headlines today, a woman was arrested for allegedly crashing her car into what she thought was a Jewish school in Indianapolis. Police say the 34-year-old told them she backed her car into the building on purpose and mentioned her people back home in Palestine. Not the only problem, but a big one, was that the building was actually home to an extremist organization that is anti-Israel. So yeah. I guess the leaders went up to her and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She says, "Hey, I'm sorry. I thought this was an Israeli school." They're like, "Oh, all right.
All is forgiven." Okay. Yeah. She meant well, in their eyes, at least.
Right.
I'm not a big believer in superstition, but that sounds like karma to me. There's nothing happening here, but it is Election Day across the United States. Voters in 37 states are going to the polls to decide some key races. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is up against Republican challenger Daniel Cameron. Meanwhile, Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking re-election against Brandon Presley, who just so happens to be a cousin of Elvis Presley.
I would think that that was used in the campaign promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer going after Republicans over trying to tie aid to Ukraine with border security reforms.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
If you got to try, right? You know, 100%, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Okay.
But the Republican proposal would require construction of the border wall and reform asylum laws. It would also make migrants ineligible for asylum if they traveled through another country before showing up at the U.S. border.
And a trial date has been set for the remaining four Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols. The trials will start on August 12th of next year. The fifth officer, Desmond Mills, changed his plea to guilty last week. Mills can now be a cooperating witness for the prosecution, and it was recommended that he get 15 years in jail.
All right, 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. Back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports. Austin will make you lose more money with his college football takes. And he may tick off some more Florida State fans. He did both last hour.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do more of the second one, not as much the first one.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Congress is marking the one-month anniversary of the beginning of the Hamas-Israel war. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he staunchly supports Israel.
We reject calls for a ceasefire and boldly proclaim to the world that acts of terror will be met with swift, decisive action. America stands with our ally Israel.
Lawmakers are holding a bipartisan candlelight vigil for the hostages. On this off-year election day, two recent polls show President Biden falling behind former President Donald Trump in five key swing states. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's still backing Biden.
I believe President Biden will win the election. He will beat President Trump. And I believe that all of the good things that President Biden has done, the people are learning about it week by week and state by state.
Trump continues to have a large lead in the GOP primary field. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Generally positive news out of Gilead Sciences after today's market close. The biopharmaceutical company handily topped expectations for both earnings and revenue in the third quarter, the results boosted by growth in its virology and oncology segments. However, sales declined for its Veklury and chronic hepatitis C virus product sales. Gilead shares are down 1.5% in extended trading. In the regular Tuesday session, the gains weren't huge, but stocks did extend their rally to a seventh day. The Dow Industrials added 56 points, and the S&P 500 tacked on 12. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 121. Country music icon Kenny Chesney today announced an 18-city stadium tour. Chesney's Sun Goes Down 2024 tour, which also has the Zac Brown Band, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker on the bill, kicks off April 20th at Tampa's Raymond J. Stadium and wraps up in late August at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Tickets go on sale the morning of November 17th. That's Your Money Now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning at 7 o'clock, we talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35, and a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kyler Murray set to return this week for the Cardinals against the Falcons, and these final eight games will determine how much longer Murray is QB1 out in the desert. If Kyler wins a few games, the Cardinals won't be in an ideal position to draft a quarterback, but if he can't, they'll trade Murray and draft a new QB. If Kyler gets traded, the Falcons and Vikings are two teams to watch. I also find the Seahawks intriguing, but I doubt Arizona trades Kyler in its division. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
This holiday, The Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now on a dark Tuesday night, November 7th. Joe and Austin getting you caught up in everything happening in your world. We got through our national, local, and statewide headlines in the first half hour, and a little bit of the lighter stuff here coming up in the second half hour. We will get our update on the roads and weather as we do on the fives. And Austin, things, par for the course during the 6 o'clock hour, looks like.
Yes. Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. But sorry about that, Joe. Yeah, back to what you had just said. Can't argue with that. There's just not a lot going on right now, which is always good to hear. We were dealing with some issues on North Palafox Street and Beverly Park. Not Beverly Parkway, Pensacola Boulevard, heading towards Burgess Road northbound. And that has seemingly all died down. As for Pace and Milton in Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with some stuff on Caroline Street, particularly coming over Blackwater River and coming off of Avalon Boulevard. But both of those have also settled down.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum. Where are you?
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
I'll be at 60 overnight tonight. Right now, 68. Patchy fog in the area as well. All right, so let's take a look at what's happening in the sports world.
Yes.
Austin, so we have the top four remaining the same. Mm-hmm. Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State with Washington right on their heels. So no changes.
No, and it's weird because I'm not going to try to make this a call to action. No political movements here.
Yeah.
But I will say that the criteria, as always, does seem to be a bit inconsistent.
Okay.
They thought they had a smoking gun, at least enough to put Ohio State 1 and Georgia 2, but they don't have that against Florida State and Washington yet. Washington just went on the road, got another ranked win by double digits this time against USC, Heisman-winning QB. Florida State struggles with Pitt. Their best win of the season was the season opener against a team that now has three losses. Three-loss LSU. That's their best win. Washington's best win is over number six. Isn't Oregon okay. Still sixth? I don't know. I think that's...
Okay. I'll play along. Whose resume would you rather have right now? Florida State or Georgia?
Ooh, that's interesting. Florida State, okay, let's see what they've done. They've beaten LSU. They crushed them. But outside of that, I mean, they beat Duke. But Duke, what? Is Duke even ranked now? I mean, Duke got shut out by Louisville, like 23-0, and they struggled with Wake Forest. And we all know that doesn't mean
anything. And they beat Clemson, which,
They did. But Clemson's just now got a winning record, and that was in the season opener, so it's kind of, I think it's kind of lost its oomph at this point in the season. But see, Georgia, I mean, they just beat a one-loss Missouri by two possessions.
Okay.
That's decent, man. I mean,
okay.
LSU did beat Missouri,
so
and Florida State beat them.
Okay, so let's call LSU win and Missouri a wash.
Okay.
So what else is there? Like, what separates Clemson what separates Georgia's resume from Florida State, or what separates Florida State's from Clemson from Georgia's?
Well, Florida State, as I said, I guess they would have. I mean, they beat Duke, who was at the time ranked, beat them badly. But Georgia beat a ranked Kentucky, who was ranked at the time, and beat them badly. So it's like you have these wins that meant more at the time, haven't really aged well. Georgia, I think when they beat Florida, was 5-2. Hey, decent, right? But then, since then, Florida's not looking as good. They just lost to Arkansas.
I'm out on Florida being a resume builder for anyone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The win hasn't aged well.
Yeah.
And with Clemson now.
But I mean, Florida, we knew Florida was bad week one, though.
Well, yeah, they lost to Utah. And while Utah was good, they had this backup QB or whatever. Yeah, that was
But then
rough.
They go out and beat Tennessee, which was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that's just Tennessee. I mean, what? They haven't beaten Florida on the road.
But
in like
I guess
20
the
years.
Point is that, you know, for the same reason that you're sitting here saying, oh, you know, Florida State this, Florida State that, I would submit to you Georgia's really the same in terms of the resume for this year.
I don't know. See, man, I think at that point, and I know you're on record saying you don't like this, and I normally don't like it either, but when you look at what Georgia's done in recent memory and the fact that we do practice – accepting them as number one with the AP poll, and then now the playoff poll's here, and it's like, oh, well, forget that. I don't know. That's weird. That's weird to me.
Yeah,
inconsistent. That was the word I used earlier. It's inconsistent.
Yeah. So there it is. College football rankings number two. You know, we're irritated. We're angry. We're upset. We're ticking off Florida State fans. Well, not we. Austin
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I will take full accountability.
But
there.
Look, I mean, you know, it's all going to shake out. I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, you know, that is going to happen. Alabama, that I think, you know, right now they have a claim, I think, at being, you know, one of the best teams in the country right now.
Excusable loss, and they've got some decent wins.
But, yeah, so it's all going to play itself out. Although, you know, look, if we get chaos – total chaos, which we never do, you know. And we're kind of at the point in the season where in all past years, it's like, oh, man, you know, what if this happens, this,
and it never happens.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. But as far as college football and what's happening tonight, we do have Maction. So Ohio, Buffalo, they just got underway. They're on ESPN2. Central Michigan and Western Michigan are on ESPNU.
Good rivalry.
And Ball State and NIU are at 6 o'clock. That's already kicked off on CBS Sports Network. Auburn taking on Baylor in men's college basketball tonight, 8 o'clock start time on ESPN. Health, business, and science notes today. Heinz is rolling out a new pickle-flavored ketchup next year. The condiment maker says pickle ketchup will combine the tangy and savory flavor of pickles with the unmistakable taste of Heinz ketchup. Pickle ketchup will hit store shelves early next year.
And what you and I have previously established is that we're not big. We don't really stick our necks out when it comes to the ketchup industry. We keep it simple. So I don't think you and
food general. I'm very conservative. Yes.
Yeah. So I guess we won't be too eager to try that right now. Also, Americans owe over $1 trillion on their credit cards. That's according to a new report on household debt from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found that credit card balances spiked by over $150 billion year over year, the largest increase this century.
Yeah, also, researchers at the University of South Florida Health are making a breakthrough regarding treatments for people with Alzheimer's. Officials are looking for FDA approval for a drug that is already given to people with significant dementia as part of the AHEAD study. They want to give the medication to people who are at risk of undergoing symptoms to see if it delays the process.
And Shake Shack just announced a new nationwide promotion where they're giving America a free chicken sandwich. All that needs to happen is an NFL player does the chicken dance after scoring a touchdown. The offer is good for this coming Sunday's games, and if a player does the dance, the sandwich can be redeemed following up through November 19th. The only downside is you'll also have to have the Shake Shack app and spend $10 on other food or drinks as well.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes, we'll do that right after another check of the roads and our weather right now.
All right, so we're looking at Pensacola, and it's more the same that it has been so far this hour. Just not a lot of congestion. Maybe some on some of these busier intersections, like closer to downtown.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's pretty smooth sailing.
Over the next couple of nights and mornings, we may see some pretty thick fog around the area, so that'll develop late night and carry into the morning hours until it burns off. Foggy weather, overnight lows near 60 degrees as we look at our daytime highs, still around 80 next few days. Dry weather for a few days, but Friday we've got a 40% chance for rain. And for Veterans Day weekend, our rain chance Saturday and Sunday runs around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 68 degrees. Overnight low is going to be 60. And again, the dense fog advisory for the overnight hours as well. Pop culture notes today. Prince fans can get their hands on some of the music icon's clothing, jewelry, and other memorabilia. More than 8,000 pieces are up for auction now at RR Auction. The Purple Rain items come from Prince's wardrobe designer, and you have until November 16th to get those bids in.
How big of a fan of Prince are you, Joe?
Not really. Purple Rain, I've heard of, and there's probably a couple other songs. When he died, you know, I looked up a few videos and I was like, okay, you know, he was really awesome guitarist. And, I not really my job. I remember the halftime show where he did Purple Rain when it was raining, and that was cool. But yeah.
Well, okay. So you're not a huge fan of Prince, but I hope you're a huge fan of Barbara Streisand,
because
if you are, I got good news for you, buddy. She has come out with her new memoir, My Name is Barbara. She says publishers have been asking her to write an autobiography for 40 years. And Joe, to your point last hour, it seemingly took her that long because it's a super long memoir, 60 chapters and 992 pages.
It's a long book. There's nobody other than Jesus who has walked the face of the earth that I would read a book about that is that long.
Yeah, that's wild.
Way too long. Again, I'm not much of a reader, and if I was, it would still be too long. I'll have to ask my dad. He reads a ton. I'll have to ask him what besides the Bible, what the longest book, autobiography or biography of somebody would be. because that just, it seems just ridiculous. I think in my lifetime, the book that comes to mind that I have owned that I didn't read, but I remember that because it was so big, was Walter Isaacson's biography on Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up just because I didn't want to sound like an idiot if it was like a bunch of pages long. It's not. It's 300 pages shorter than Barbara Streisand's autobiography is.
A full book shorter.
Yeah, literally.
Barbara Streisand.
So, yeah, definitely not interesting. I mean, I thought she was cool. She was cute in, Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents, but
yeah.
I'll pass on that. Here's one that I thought was really interesting. And of course, over the weekend, it was Matthew Perry's funeral.
Yes. And
anybody who has had any sort of interaction and worked with him on Friends is, telling their stories. And one of those is the actress Lisa Cash, who actually put it out there that there was at one time in the Friends script after Chandler had married Monica that Chandler would have cheated on Monica.
Chandler goes up to the hotel room, orders room service, and I bring it up as a hotel worker, and we end up talking and laughing and connecting, and Chandler ends up cheating on Monica with my character. We had rehearsed it and everything, and then the day before we were shooting in front of a live audience, I was told that Chandler went to the writers and said the audience will never forgive him for cheating on Monica, which he was probably right.
Yeah, he probably was.
That was such a great call by him.
Good job out of him, yeah. But I think that's just fascinating, and I would be really interested. I know, the Friends have done the reunions and things like that, but
yeah,
I really love hearing stuff like this about, shows like Friends, and I hope more comes out about, that we pivoted here when we would have gone this way, and so the specific episodes that we were talking about here is the Vegas episodes where on the flight over, Monica and Chandler get into an argument because Monica says that she went to lunch with Richard, and so that kind of set everything off, and ultimately they make a pact that they were going to go get married. That gets derailed by Rachel and Ross. The actress who would have been in the cheating scene, they used as the flight attendant in Ross and Rachel's flight over when they were playing pranks on each other. So I remember those episodes very well, as I'm sure you do.
Yeah, well, and you were talking about how, like, you find it almost wholesome when sitcoms make these correct decisions.
Huh.
And I think The Office was a similar way. I think they were supposed to have a plot line where, like, Jim cheats on Pam because Kathy was, like, trying to seduce him or whatever, and the final product is it just doesn't work. He totally rejects her, and that was just so much better for the
actual
product.
It's interesting you say that, because I mean, aren't there like groups of Office fans that swear that at some point Pam actually did cheat on Jim, and then but they never actually come out and say it?
There was, the closest I can remember regarding that is I think there was a time where...
It was when she was in school in New York, right?
Yeah, she was partying, and Roy, her ex-fiancé, Roy, said that, Jim was talking about, oh, she's just hanging out with friends. And Roy said, really? I thought you were a friend. And that got Jim thinking, and he was driving down the highway to go surprise her, but then he just turned around last minute and said, nope. I'm not going to be that person. We're not going to be that couple. So I think it was just showing that he trusted her.
Okay.
But if there's another instance, I'm just forgetting it.
Yeah. Okay. 6:51. We'll get some wacky and weird stories and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of the program. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids,
But I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, wrapping up a Tuesday edition of the program, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in. Finishing up with some wacky stories and good news. You know, I thought about it during the break. Technically, Chandler cheated on Monica like the day after their wedding.
Yeah, with the kiss at that wedding, yeah. But so, he meant
it would have
well.
Been different, obviously, because he would have been upset. And listen. I'm now that the wheels are spinning on this thing.
Yeah.
Richard
mm-hmm.
But there was the whole thing, you know, when Chandler was going to propose and he got scared and everything. Richard comes back in. I think if how I would have written it is Chandler, if they went forward with the cheating thing, Monica leaves Chandler and then just goes back to Richard. I think that's it. And then, you know, maybe, and then, well, because they had Chandler in Oklahoma, maybe he moves to Oklahoma and they just write him out of the show. Or maybe he goes back, because I always thought before Monica came around, the person that I thought that he should have been with and that I thought they really connected well was, what's her name?
Rachel, Phoebe.
Not Rachel or Phoebe. No. It was Janice. The girl that, no, it wasn't Janice. it was the redheaded actor that Joey dated first, and then Chandler, Kathy.
Oh.
Kathy. Yeah. Do you remember much about her?
So
she was only around for like four or five episodes, but, you know, she saw Joey
Chandler
first.
Kiss her
yeah, they kissed, and then he tells Joey. And, so I always thought Chandler and Kathy would have worked really well. But, you know, obviously we'll never know, nor do we need to find out. Final check of the roads and weather this hour here.
All right, so I'm looking at the roads here in Pensacola, and once again, there's not much going on. If you're experiencing congestion in Pensacola or the surrounding areas, same goes with Pace and Milton. You hopefully should not be experiencing it for very long.
All right, and one more check of our weather with the distinguished meteorologist from Channel 3, Alan Strum.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, so right now we are at 67 degrees. Overnight low is going to be 60 tonight. 657 here, wrapping up with some wacky stories. Back in 2019, a $6 million gold toilet was stolen. Four men in England just recently got arrested for it. Unfortunately, the toilet's nowhere to be found. Chances are the gold was melted down and sold raw. A conceptual artist in Italy made it out of 18-karat gold and named it America, supposed to be a commentary on unbridled capitalism. It was originally on display at the Guggenheim in New York, and you could actually wait in line to use it. There was a three-minute limit, so you know people only just do a number one there. But four arrested for that. $6 million toilet.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, luckily, as you said, they are moving it quickly for the line at the Guggenheim.
Yes.
Because at the Disney theme park, the workers would really appreciate it if you would stop pooping in line. The Pulitzer Prize-winning news site SF Gate just did a big write-up about it, and it apparently happens more often than you think. Waiting in line for a popular ride can take upwards of 90 minutes, and for some it's just too long to hold out, and not just for kids. Disney Resorts has implemented a protocol where a guest can flag down a cast member who will wait in line for them until they return from the restroom, a protocol you and I agree is long overdue, Joe.
Yes, it is. Very much so. That would have been probably after the third time that happened. I would have said, all right, well, let's do something about this here. All right, good news here. We had it in our top three stories here. One of the big stories of today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police working in tandem to rescue the five-year-old girl that went missing when a car that she was in was stolen. They're still looking for the suspect, but deputies and police officers were able to find that stolen vehicle and give the five-year-old girl, return her to her family last night. So Sheriff Chip Simmons, Chief Randall with Pensacola Police, all of the officers and deputies involved, we certainly thank you in that and what you do to keep us safe each and every day. Joe and Austin back same time tomorrow, 4 to 7, for another rundown on a Wednesday. Pensacola Right Now